Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the prohibition, the dislike, again seeking authority, seeking position, and opting to reject positions of authority if one is not assigned to them. In other words, if that position has not been placed upon a person by senior, reliable people, then a person should rather choose not to take a position. There shouldn't be a desire. And there's a lot of hifazat in this. There's a lot of protection in this. There's a lot of safety in this, that a person doesn't desire a position. Because the person desires a position, asks for a position, and when he gets that position, and he does not fulfill the right of that position, he'll be answerable, because that position is a position of trust. So the better thing is, we should rather wish that we don't have the position, so we'll have less to answer for. A believer is always thinking about the day that he's going to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala. So when he thinks that I'll have more to answer for, I'll have an additional position of trust to answer for, why do I want to give more answerability to Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? I rather choose not to take it. As we explained, this is a situation where there are others to fulfill that position of trust, and it hasn't been appointed or put onto a person, then this should be his desire. Then we find that the last part of this chapter is that a person is not his speciality, his skill, his input is not required, and a person should stay aloof. He shouldn't deliberately now try and ask for a position, ask to put his input, ask to give his opinion, when it is not sought, it's not needed. We explained, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, that ni'mal abdul faqih, that how nice is that, how good is that person who's got knowledge, he's been blessed with knowledge. In ihtija ilayhi nafa'a, when people need his services, he's there to benefit people. Wa in istughniya anhu istaghna nafsahu, when people don't require his services, at that time he's not pushing his opinion that I'm saying to do this and do that and that. When his services are not required, istaghna nafsahu, he keeps himself independent. When people require his services, he's ready to help at any time. But if his services or his opinion or his analysis of any matter is not required, then this person stays away and he carries on with his work. This should be our attitude also. They shouldn't be desiring authority, shouldn't be desiring position. So today we do two short of hadiths of Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him specific advice with regards to seeking position. And Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, qala li Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Abu Dharr, inni araka da'ifan, wa inni uhibbu laka ma uhibbu li nafsi. وَلَا تَوَلَّيَنَّ مَالَ يَتِيمٍ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٍ. Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, O Abu Dharr, I see that you are weak. O Abu Dharr, I see that you are weak, and I love for you what I love for myself. Do not become a leader of over even two people. Do not become a leader, in other words, do not become an amir, even over two people. And do not take on the responsibility of the wealth of an orphan. Do not take on the responsibility of the wealth of an orphan. Here we are not talking about the whole treasury or a person becoming the treasurer of a big organization. Even if it is the wealth of an orphan, do not take on the responsibility of looking after that wealth. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, I love for you what I love for myself. I see that you are weak. In other words, you don't have the necessary qualities that is required of a person that is in authority. So therefore, do not become a leader even over two people. Look at ourselves, that we desire that we must become the leader, we must be given some position, we must be given some recognition. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, I love for you what I love for myself. But obviously Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His appointment was directly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there was no question about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his authority. Here he's giving advice to Hazrat Abu Dharr, that I see that you are weak, and therefore you should conduct yourself in this manner. This second hadith is very similar in meaning. And Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu qal, قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَلَا تَسْتَعْمِلُنِي فَضَّرَبَ بِيَدِهِ عَلَى مَنْكِبِي ثُمَّ قَالَ يَا أَبَا ذَرٍ إِنَّكَ ضَعِيفٌ وَإِنَّهَا أَمَانَةٌ وَإِنَّهَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ جِزْيٌ وَنَدَامَةٌ إِلَّا مَنْ أَخَذَهَا بِحَقِّهَا وَأَدَّ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِ فِيهَا رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٌ. Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu narrated, I asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why do you not appoint me as a governor? He even asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why do you not appoint me as a governor? Now look at the reply that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him. Here he's asking for a position. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving him an answer. He tapped my shoulder with his hand and he said, "O Abu Dharr, you are weak and it is a trust. On the day of Qiyamah, it will be a source of disgrace and remorse." This position on the day of Qiyamah will be a source of disgrace and remorse, except for that person who took it, who assumes it dutifully. In other words, he did whatever he was meant to do, and he fulfilled his responsibility as required of him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that on the day of Qiyamah, this will be a means of disgrace, wanadama, remorse. The person will regret, why did I take on that position? On the day of Qiyamah, he'll regret, except that person who took it on, and he fulfilled the duty that was upon him. So here we see, the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the position that you got, innaha amana. That position is an amanat, is a trust. And any trust that a person has, he has to fulfill that trust. So why should we desire to take on additional trust when already we got so much of things to answer for, so many things that we need to sort out in our lives. It doesn't mean that where a person now has got the skill, he's got the ability, and he's being appointed, he should refuse. But what we learn from this hadith is that a person, that he should not have this in him, this desire in him, that I want to have this, I want to bring this in my life, and I want to get that position, I want to get that recognition, I want to show people that this is what I got, and this is the position I'm holding, because on the day of Qiyamah, this will be a means of remorse. There's one more last hadith under the section, which we'll just finish off. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, innakum satahdithuna ala al-imarati wa satakunu nadamatan yawm al-qiyamah. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you will be desirous of leadership. You will be desirous, telling us that we will be desirous of leadership, but it will be a source of remorse on the day of Qiyamah. This leadership will be a source of remorse on the day of Qiyamah. So why do we want to take on something that may be a source, a means of regret on the day of Qiyamah, a means of a person remorse, having being remorseful on the day of Qiyamah because he did not fulfill the duty that was put on him. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Or bringing such beautiful advices we have been taught. In our immaturity, sometimes we think it's nice, if I got this position, I got that position. But we ever think that what will happen if we don't fulfill that position, and we have to answer for it on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.